Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of a client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation and our communities. I am not sending anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Is it okay if we continue, sir?
Yes, it's okay for me, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Okay, here we go here.
Okay.
And the receipt. Yes. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Like the 16?
16 years.
I mean, 18 years. Yeah,
okay.
Already 18 years. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And what is your primary branch of the trade? And so we have marble mason, we have tile setter, cement mason, bricklayer, stone mason.
I do the everything. So what's the plan you're going to give it to me? I do everything.
Oh, pretty much. You do pretty much everything, huh? But also what,
everything,
what's the,
yeah.
Okay. What's that? Mason,
you got those options or not?
Yes, you do, yes. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey-level mechanic, an apprentice, a finisher or helper, an improver? Would you say a foreman?
I do the blueprint, I do the everything. So as I told you right now, I do the everything. I do the blueprint, I was the foreman, I was...
Okay.
Basically, I do everything, yeah.
I see. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
What the trade? I don't understand right now.
What you do, your trade in masonry, are you currently working or you're not working currently?
Right now, I'm not working on the Masonia because I come back from my country, because I got the problem in my country. I come back from my country, you know, with my parents to get the problem. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm not working right now.
Okay.
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, unable to work?
Unemployed like the... Right now, I'm not employed because I got a problem and then my family problem. So I go to my country, go back to my country, and come back like that 2 weeks ago. I mean,
so
2 weeks
you
ago.
Would say,
yes.
Three weeks, you said? What? 3 weeks?
Already month I come back, but I have to finish my problem over here, and I have to try to come back to work, you know?
Okay. All right. And next question, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, okay. Next question, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
But you are in a union?
Yes, I'm the union, yes. I pay the book, I got the union, yes.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there was last year?
Like I told you right now, I don't like to talk out of this country, so I'm not gonna tell you because I don't know what's going on right now.
So you can always choose to say you don't know that
I don't know.
Okay, next one, sir. Next question. And do you get the sense that there are a fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same union construction projects, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Because
okay, I don't get this question because I know the most people who's got a union the job right now.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
I can hear you because I'm losing you. Can you repeat the question for me?
Yeah. So it's a yes or no answer, and it says, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Okay. Another yes or no. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past year, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
Listen, I lose you. I don't get this question where you ask me like that. Two questions and I'd lose you.
Okay.
I don't know why you ask me.
It seems that in the past year, if there was a steward appointed by the union on any of them, if the union appointed a steward on any of the jobs that you were on in the past year.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Another yes or no questions. Question, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your state or local government or through the federal government?
Yes. That was the job.
But what was it? Was it funded privately by the government?
It's both. Because I worked for this both. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment?
I think it's going to be more.
More unemployment.
What about, I know it's going to be more.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 to 3 years, your economic situation will get better? Will it get worse or will it stay the same?
I told you right now, I'm divorced, it's going to be worse.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. Yes.
Now, for the next 2 years, if you're going to ask me the question for next 2 years, it's going to be worse. You know that.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay, so the list, which one is concerning you the most? So this is the list, okay? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
So listen, I'm not going to ask you that question because everything is the same. I'm not going to ask you that question.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you that question. I don't really know.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay.
I know what I'm meeting. No, okay. Because I don't have a time, because I spend the time with my daughter.
Okay. So, next one. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. The first activity is union organizing.
No.
Okay. Next one is picketing.
Okay. So how many questions do you got it? Because I'm busy right now. So how many questions you got it? If you want to talk, can you call me tomorrow?
Okay,
so
we have more questions. Yeah, we're like halfway only.
Halfway, okay, so you halfway. So you, how much? We got 10 minutes on the phone, so it's halfway, it's under 30 minutes. So can you call me tomorrow and answer
sure.
you any question? Saturday. You were Saturday available? I'm going to answer your question every each one.
Okay,
because
sounds good, sir. We'll call you on Saturday.
Call me Saturday, like between 11 and 12. I'm going to be available to answer any question. All right?
Sounds good. Okay,
all
thank
right.
you. Bob.
All right.
Good night.
All right, thank you. Bye.